I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. You know, can we believe that God will provide for us in the same way that he provided for the Israelites? I mean, is it presumptuous to assume upon his ability to provide?
No, and I think, listen, we have people that have this sense of entitlement who don't work. You read Proverbs, and it talks about the sluggard. I think most folks listening to us and most believers are not sluggards. They're hardworking people. You know, we're called to work. So we don't want to presume on God. But there are times I have found that when God quite literally will put us into a corner, he'll paint us into a corner. And the reason that he does that is he wants to teach us lessons that you don't learn when life is going along well. The deepest lessons and the most significant lessons, you don't learn in prosperity. You only learn them in difficulty and in the wilderness. And there are times God takes us back to school because he's got something he wants to do in our lives specifically. And it's usually taught through suffering, through the wilderness, through a tight spot. But I'm teaching through Ecclesiastes right now. And Ecclesiastes 7, consider the work of God, for who can straighten what he has bent? In the day of prosperity, be happy. But in the day of adversity, consider, for God has made the one as well as the other. Everything in my life, the good, the bad, the hard, the disappointment, the victories, the grief, the thrills of answered prayer, all those things are ordained by God. And it's all designed to take me from, well, number one, from spiritual death to spiritual birth. And then once I'm born again, now he wants me to grow. So all these things, Neil, is you know, we've talked about before. He uses to take us from immaturity to maturity. And his eye is on all of it. And these seasons in the wilderness, they have a beginning, they have a middle, and they have an end. We're not always in the wilderness. But there are lessons to be learned in the wilderness. And he'll take, well, and the first question, well, how long am I going to be in the wilderness? Well, we don't know. But God knows. So when I'm in a wilderness, my prayer is, you know, Lord, don't let me miss these lessons. What are you trying to say? Give me a teachable spirit. I don't want to go to summer school on this class. I want to pass this the first time. So, Lord, make it real clear. Give me a teachable heart. Because you're doing this for my good.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.